Blog Talk Radio.
We are almost there, folks. We're almost till Friday. Almost to Friday. Happy Thursday, everyone. This is PLR. This is The Cave Show. How is everyone doing today? Hopefully everyone is having a great Friday Eve. Welcome into The Cave Show. Like I said, this is PLR. And boy, do we have some news to get into today. We're definitely going to talk NFL. Hell, I mean, there's games tonight, or a game tonight. Games this weekend. Tomorrow we'll do the picks with Chambers. A little bit of NBA action. Is Charles Barkley being old man on the porch, clapping back at the young men for some of the things that are changing in the NBA? In Major League Baseball, what's the price you pay for safety? Our call-in number is 917-889-7828. If you hear something you like, go ahead and dial us up. We're brought to you, of course, by the one and the only Maduro Sponge Cigar and Tobacco, located on Chandler Heights and Alma School in Chandler, Arizona. Best selection of cigars you will find in the valley. Make sure you let them know that PLR sent you, and they will take care of you. 10% off of any cigar purchase that you have. Again, that's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Now listen, don't just run in there, grab your cigars, and run out. Stick around. Get a locker. Become a member. And that way you're not buying cigars every time you come down, or you know, there's two or three cigars that you like left, and you're trying to get more, and maybe they're on back order. Maybe you just happened to come there when there was a run on that cigar. So you want to buy them up, but then you worry about taking them home. Maybe you don't have a humidor. Maybe you don't have a great way to keep them fresh. A membership will solve all that. Your locker, your nameplate, backed up to a humidor. Next time you come in, open your locker, take it out, enjoy one of the many televisions they have there. Yes, they do have the NFL ticket. Yes, they do have that NFL league pass. So you can watch games Sunday, Monday, Thursday. You can watch basketball there. You can watch baseball there. Great place to enjoy the camaraderie. And like I said, Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School in Chandler Heights. Let them know that PLR sent you. 10% off of any cigar you purchase. So there is a game tonight, so I guess technically I'm going to have to give a prediction on the game tonight. Wow. San Francisco and the Los Angeles Rams. What can we expect? What's my preview for tonight? My preview, my suggestion for tonight's game is do not eat a heavy dinner before you watch it, because you probably will fall asleep. And I know that came off really cold. But we're watching tonight a San Francisco team, and we're just being honest, is not very good, versus a Rams team that hasn't been very good. And so we are asked to figure out which team is the best of the worst teams tonight, or which team are we really watching this game for just to watch? Or are we watching it just because there's football on? I don't know how you, why. Listen, let's just be real. I don't know why you watch the game tonight. I really don't. There has to be something else that you could do. There has to be something on your DVR that tells you, you got to watch me, because you haven't watched me because you've ignored me, so I want you to check me out. And I'm sure there's someone up there saying I'm crazy, it's football. Folks, you can go to StubHub and buy a ticket for tonight's game for $24. An NFL football game for $24. I don't think I need to say anything more than that. $4 for the game tonight. If you're in the San Francisco area, you have nothing to do. You've never been to an NFL game before. $24 for the game tonight. American. Just to put that in perspective, Pittsburgh comes to Chicago on Sunday. The cheapest ticket you could probably find on StubHub is $137. Now, maybe I'm being overly mean because it looks like you can get a ticket for the Browns and Colts for $17. Folks, that's cheaper than taking your kids to eat at Chick-fil-A. But I'm not ready to hop on that yet because we're talking about tonight's game. And here's what's the funny part about tonight's game. If the Rams win and Seattle and the Cardinals lose, do you realize that the Rams will be in first place all alone after week 3? All by themselves, I was saying, but I don't want to do that to anyone in ears. And that's a realistic possibility because Seattle is going into Tennessee, and I think Tennessee's going to win that game. Cardinals are at home, but they're playing Dallas, who's pissed about being embarrassed up in Denver. If I would have told you at any point during this NFL season, the Rams could be sitting alone at the top of any division, you would tell me I'm crazy. Unless they played the afternoon game of week 1 and everyone else played the opening game and took a loss, therefore the Rams could be atop the division with a 0-0 record. Yeah, I poured a 64-ounce cup full of Haterade. There will be, you know what, I might watch a little bit of the game. I might, as I'm flipping through the channels to watch something else. A colleague of mine said, well, you want to watch this game because you want to see if Jared Goff is really as good as he looked week 1. No, I really don't. I don't want to see that. I don't want to know that. I will spend my time watching Temple at South Florida and see if Charlie Strong's boys down in South Florida are as good as I think they might be. And let me just kind of throw this at you. Just one look. StubHub tickets to that game, $17. So for $7 more, you can go see the professionals play. Or for $7 less, you can go watch the inexperienced amateur college players play football for only $7 less. So you do with that what you feel you need to do with that. But if that doesn't tell you something, then I don't know what will tell you anything. I had another colleague tell me, this is the game Carlos Hyde goes off. Okay? And until we find out if the Rams are for real, should we really be excited to see too much of anything? I mean, do we want to say we were the early people on the Rams bandwagon? I don't know. I'm really confused in general about Thursday night games, but I'm very confused when this is the product that we get Thursday night game. Two teams that are not well rested, that are bad teams playing each other. And if I'm sounding like I'm confused, I am confused because I'm still trying to figure out who's going to watch this game. Get everything done that you need done. If you haven't cleaned up or cleaned out your fridge in a while, do it tonight. If you haven't mopped this week, do it tonight. If you haven't cleaned up your bathroom, do it tonight. Vacuum tonight. Grocery shopping tonight. Take a nap tonight. Go to bed early tonight. Wash your hair tonight. Repaint your house tonight. Whatever chore you have to get done tonight. because these are the Rams against the Niners. And even if this is the greatest game ever, with the greatest ending ever that no one saw, like the Heidi game back in the 50s or the 60s, I think you will survive. Because I think the chances of the inept Niners playing the better Rams is not something you'll wake up tomorrow saying, wow, I missed that game. I don't think you're going to go to work tomorrow with a bunch of people at the water cooler saying to you, did you see that Rams-Niners game? I don't think it'll happen. Now, I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. But if I'm wrong on this one, I'm just wrong because I do not want to use perfectly good Thursday night on this. For those of you in Phoenix, you have some other options. Janet Jackson is in town tonight. Maybe go to that concert. All right, I'm about to substitute my Haterade for just some pure water. I'll be nice, everyone. I'll be nice. There is one point, though, that I do want to get to, and that's Richard Sherman, once again, being Richard Sherman, saying what's on his mind. And, you know, we hear the phrase unmasking a lot, especially in this in the political world that we live in with some of the things that are going on. But Richard Sherman believes a lot of things that are true but aren't said, and aren't said basically because they're true, and there's an image that the NFL wants to portray. I want to read this directly, right from the four letter, in an interview that they have posted up today, when he took exception to the NFL injury report. He said, from what I understand, the rule is for gamblers, for Vegas, to make sure that the odds and everything are what they're supposed to be, which is apparently what the league is concerned about when talking about injuries and things like that. So maybe somebody should look into that. Because I thought we weren't a gambling league, and we were against all those things. But our injury report is specifically to make sure the gamblers get their odds right. Now, the NFL responded. Of course, the NFL is going to respond to that. Remember, they don't want to move to Vegas because they're worried about gambling. The decades-old policy, this is the NFL, the decade-old policy, is in place to ensure that all clubs provide accurate and timely information to other clubs, the public, and media for every player's availability. It is designed for competitive fairness purpose and curtails the potential for someone to attempt to gain and exploit inside information. Without such a policy, you could envision a potential scenario in which a teammate or team personnel to be approached by a third party to sell inside information about a player's undisclosed injury that could sideline or inhibit his performance. The policy, which closely monitored by the league, provides a transparent look at a player's availability. Now, is this the same injury report where Tom Brady's been on it for like a hangnail for the last 15 years? I'm just making sure. Because, you know, teams have to turn in those injury reports. You have to. You have to turn them in Wednesday before the Thursday game and Friday and Saturday before the Sunday games. And if a player isn't on that list and they are injured, you could be fined. Your team could be fined. Listen, folks, one thing you better get used to, and you better know in this world we live in right now where information is only a finger push away. The NFL does not want to live under anything that portrays them in any light that's not positive. Now, we can say that's unfair, but there's no company that wants that. There's no company that wants to be known. Don't do. Companies want to be known for what they do and what they do well. No one wants their company with bad publicity. Well, NFL is the same. Everyone just looks at the NFL as a sport, as something that It's just out there. Well, NFL is a business first. Everyone says, well, it's not like it used to be. Yeah, it's always been a business. The only thing that's different about the business of professional sports is that in some professional sports, the labor of the sport has started to exercise some of its power. In NFL, not so much. In other sports, yes. The commodity is saying, if you're going to do certain things, then we want to be represented and we want to be compensated. That's really the only difference. All been a lie to convince people that the devil doesn't exist. The whole thing, when you stop and look at this, we could say the players have so much power now that they didn't used to. Well, yeah, because in the old days, if you felt you were worth $3,000 a year and an owner said, I'll give you two, and you didn't take that two, he'd kick you out the office. If you were in there with representation, they'd kick you out the office. And then an owner pick up the phone and call on the owner and say, look, I let this guy go. He's going to try to, you know, get you for more money than he's worth. We had to let him go. That next owner's not going to hire you. So the only thing that's changed is that now we know that. That's the only difference, people. Things that were done behind the doors in sports, we still don't see all of it, but a lot more of it is now illuminated by social media, players talking, players letting you know more about what's going on, coaches talking. There's more information. We are in the information society. So we just got to be real and honest with the things that are happening right in front of our face. Those injury reports are for gamblers. Injury reports are not for other teams as much as maybe they used to be, maybe they were intended to be. In fact, if I'm a player, I don't want to be on an injury report. You think I want to be on an injury report with sore knee? Because you know what's going to happen to me when I line up to play against my opponent that next day, that next game? You're the one with the sore knee, okay? Let me hit that knee a couple times, see how it really feels. Sore foot, let me accidentally step on your foot a couple times, see how that feels. Oh, your shoulder's hurting? Oh, let me bump into that shoulder a few times to see how it feels. Let me yank on your arm to see how your shoulder's feeling. Why, as a player, would you ever want to end up on a public injury report? If this information was really for teams only to give a fair assessment, an intern could get an injury report and email it over to the opposing team. Really stop and think about that. This has nothing to do with that. It has to do with betting. Everyone bets on the NFL. And if you sit there and say, no, not me, I don't, but you have a fantasy team and a fantasy league that you paid for, you're still gambling. That's still a form of gambling. Still is. That's still gambling. And just about everybody plays fantasy football. Nowadays, it's not if you play fantasy football. It's how many teams do you have in fantasy football? How many leagues are you in on fantasy football? Is it a money league? Is it a PPR league? What kind of league are you in? Is it an auction league? It's not if you play fantasy football. You have moms playing fantasy football. You have grandpas playing fantasy football. It's not a certain age group or bracket or just a couple fringe players. The NFL knows this. They put stats up in stadiums so you know. ESPN runs a ticker at the bottom. Yahoo runs a ticker at the bottom of their website. CBS, when you're watching the game, puts fantasy numbers at the bottom. NBC puts fantasy numbers at the bottom. If you're in a fantasy league, I bet you have alerts on your phone to tell you when your players call or score or get points. I bet you do. Folks, that's gambling. That's still gambling. The NFL has its own fantasy league. They encourage you to play in their fantasy league. If the fantasy league, if your team has Dez Bryant and the NFL injury report comes up and says Dez Bryant is hurt, how fast do you scramble to take him out and put someone else in? If someone gets hurt, how fast do you scramble on Tuesday morning to get your waiver wire request in before someone else does? How fast do you do that? But the NFL wants us to believe that injury reports have nothing to do with gambling. And we welcome, we sit there and say, yo, you're a pro, because they're lying to your face does not make it a truth. And I don't think it's a big deal. I think it's just unmasking what the real truths are. And the one thing Richard Sherman does is he tells you the truth about certain things in the NFL. He's not saying it's right or wrong, just pointing out the truth. I had a conversation with someone earlier today, and we talked about concussions in the league. I think the NFL is full of crap for not telling players what the real risks were for concussions. But now that we know what the risks are, if you decide to play now, and you decide to play tackle football, and I'm not talking peewee tackle football, which a lot of parents now don't want their kids to play, but I'm talking about you went to college, you played 4 years, 3 years, whatever, and now you want to go on to the NFL, and now you want to continue to play, you know what risk you're taking with your life. You know what risk you're taking with your head. If you decide to do that, you are a grown-ass person, and you can make that decision for yourself on what you think is right or wrong for you, your life, your family, your career, your future. As long as you know what information is out there and you choose to do that, that is your personal adult right to make that decision for yourself. We talk about football and how dangerous it is. Folks, do you know that girls, when young girls play soccer, they've stopped allowing them to use headers because the ball, at the weight of the ball, the speed the ball comes through them, it's compressing their head and their neck, which is causing back issues and concussions. Can't do headers anymore when you're 13, 14 in leagues. There are many high schools that have banned headers because of the concussions and the back problems and the neck problems that you can get from doing headers. But we don't hear about that. You know why we don't hear about that? Because there is no injury report for lady soccer that you're going to be betting on when the games come around on a Sunday. Not betting on that. At least not to the magnitude that you're betting on NFL football. So there's nothing wrong with having stories that are real and talking about what is real. There is never anything wrong with being real about a situation. Never. That allows you to go into situations with an open mind. And that's all a lot of people want to do. Know what's going on. If you know the risk, you can then decide if you want the reward that comes with it. That then is your freedom of conscience and your decision to do something that you want to or choose to do. But I love that. A lot of people don't know that the betting line is what drives football. What do you think gamblers do? Gamblers, I had a bookmaker on, I guess that's what you call him, technically. I think it is anyway. An odds maker. That's what he's called, an odds maker. Come on the show. Incredibly nice. Incredibly good. Hopefully I'll have him on again one day soon. And that's how he makes his living. Setting odds for sports. You don't see people betting on basketball the same way you see them betting on football. But that injury report is not going anywhere. And like I said, don't be fooled. It is not for the fans. It is not for other teams. It's for the gamblers. Yes, fantasy football players, you are gamblers. It's for you too. Next segment brought to you by the one, the only, Tzatziki's Pita Grill, located at Elliott and Priest in Tempe, Arizona. Okay, guys, I've said this before. I'm going to keep saying it until it just registers, and you're there for lunch every day. It's the best Mediterranean food in the entire Phoenix area, mostly because, well, one, the cooking is great, but it's all fresh. Nothing is ever reused. Nothing. There are no leftovers from the day before at Tzatziki's Pita Grill. You're getting everything made fresh, cooked fresh, cut fresh, all the produce, but that day you're getting it fresh. You're getting tzatziki sauce made every morning. Look, I've been there to do a show before, and we'll be doing another show there pretty soon, but I've been there an hour before they've opened, and they're preparing everything from scratch. It's not like you're getting, again, fried chicken today, chicken strips tomorrow, and chicken nuggets the last day. You're getting three different menus off that one entree of fried chicken. That happened here. Not getting overused food. Tzatziki's Pita Grill, 10% off if you let them know that PLR from the Cave Show sent you. And again, it's located at Elliott and Priest in Tempe. I want to talk a little bit about baseball. We haven't talked about baseball in a while. And October is rolling around, and playoffs are right around the corner. The Cleveland Indians are balling out of their freaking minds at this point still. I think they're at 25 out of 26. They're absolutely just ridiculous. They've practically, for all intended purposes, caught the Dodgers for best record in baseball. And as we know, the team with the best record gets home field. Thank God it's no more all-star game deciding who gets home field in the baseball playoffs. That still, in my opinion, was the stupidest thing ever. And I'm so glad that that's done away with. If you would have told even the Cleveland Indians a month ago that they would be battling for the best record in baseball, if they tell you they knew it, they're lying to you. They came out of nowhere with those 22 straight wins. Everyone knew it was the Dodgers' year. Everyone knew it. They had ran away with it. We were talking about them winning 120 games, 115, 116, 120 games. We all knew Cleveland would win that division. I think no one really doubted Cleveland would win the division because they were just a better team than the rest of that division. And we knew they would come around. Once players started getting healthy, pitchers started getting healthy, yeah, they would snap back. But no one thought they'd snap back to this date. They're clearly the best team in the major leagues. And I don't think there's a team right now with their pitching and their hitting that can beat them in a seven-game series in the American League. National League, completely different. You got one top team that can't beat another top team, and you got another top team that can't beat that top team. Locally here, you got the Diamondbacks, who can look like they can beat the crap out of the LA Dodgers whenever they want, but they turn around and struggle with the San Diego Padres. Cleveland isn't struggling with anybody. The Indians are just going on beating the hell out of you. They don't care who you are. And that's how they're rolling. But we're going to watch. We're going to wait. We're going to see what happens in this wild card. We're going to see what happens down the stretch. We're going to see. I'm actually really interested in seeing the Indians and the Astros facing off down the line in the AL playoffs. Can't wait to see that. Really can't wait to see that. But something else is happening in baseball, and it's kind of disturbing. And we talked about it on this show probably about a year ago, maybe 2 years ago. And it's about safety for the fans and the netting that goes around the infield. We obviously know there's netting in the back behind the catcher and the umpire behind the plate. So foul balls don't – and they come flying back behind the plate. And that netting is up there for safety for the fans. And a lot of people have wanted netting – that extends down practically to the outfield, to the left field, and down the right field lines. So some of those screeching line shots don't hit a fan. You know, baseball has always had to protect yourself at your own risk. There may be balls flying, yada, yada, yada. There may be this, maybe that. Protect yourself at all times. Well, last night, a little kid was hit in the face with one of those foul ball liner shots. No netting there to protect her. Nothing was there. She's taken to the hospital. Hopefully she'll be okay. But here's what I'm really hoping, obviously, other than the little girl being okay and making a full recovery, because that has to be scary. I mean, could you imagine taking your kid to a baseball game? A little kid to a baseball game. You want them to have a love for the game, understand what's going on. You know, be a kid, take a glove, have popcorn, eat too many calories, get sugared up too much. The whole thing. You want that. You don't want them hospitalized because a crazy line drive came in their direction before they could even realize what was going on and get hit by it. You don't want that. You don't want that as an adult. You definitely don't want that for a kid. But the question comes back up, should there be netting? Yes. They don't know if this little girl needs surgery. They don't know exactly what's going on. They say that she's doing all right. Just, you know, those close to the family or in the family, you know, said keep her in your prayers. This was so serious, even the game was delayed for a little while. Todd Frazier, got to feel bad for him, too. He's the one that hit the ball. Now, he did nothing wrong but do his job. He hit a ball. He was in tears. No one wants to see that. No one wants to see it. Anyone hurt, again, let alone a child. So the protective seating at the Yankees really pretty much go from either side of the plate, you know, from the left side and the right side, the just enough where those don't get hit with foul balls that are as close to the plate as possible. Folks, when are we going to give up this stupid idea of my fan experience is more important than my safety? We've seen, unfortunately, guys reach for foul balls on a second level and unfortunately falling, die, chasing a foul ball. This is a foul ball off a bat that hit a little girl in the head. And you can say, well, you're overreacting because, no, there should be netting there. Listen, some of the most expensive seats in a baseball stadium are the seats behind the plate. You're having to look over a catcher, an umpire, beside a bed to get to see everything and the net. And people pay king's ransom to sit there. So you're going to tell me if I'm on the first baseline or the third baseline, my fan experience is going to be ruined because there's a net up to protect me from getting hit in the head with the baseball? That sounds asinine. Well, if everyone kept their eye on the game and didn't text or tweet, they see the foul ball coming for them. I actually heard someone one time say a fan got hit with the baseball. It was more of a pop-up. Well, if they weren't on their phone, they wouldn't have got hit. They're grown people. If they want to be on their phone, they can be on their phone. Just because they're on their phone does not mean that they should be hit with the baseball. So we really have to stop and think about that. You know, our prayers obviously are for this little girl and hoping that she's fine. And it's sad that it takes something like this to bring the situation back up and really hope that baseball does the right thing. Now, they say it's up to every individual team to decide how far they want their netting to go. Baseball, get your head out of your you-know-what. Make it the same in every baseball park. It shouldn't only go this far for the Yankees and this far for the Cubs and this far for the Dodgers and all that far for the Dodgers. It needs to be regulated. Don't care what size your park is, the netting needs to be regulated. You have to go 50 feet past first base, 35 feet in from the outfield. I don't care what metrics you put together, but put something on the table that's safe for the fans, especially little kids. You got to do something. And it's a shame it took this for this topic to come up again and such a light to shine on this that we realize that this sucks. This is bad. This is not good. This is bad. So, again, prayers to the little girl, and hopefully baseball does the right thing. And hopefully baseball decides at some point we need to be proactive instead of reactive, because that's what baseball has been for a lot of years. Proactive. Needs to be, proactive. not reactive. NBA, Charles Barkley said, today's stars are a bunch of babies. And why are they a bunch of babies this time, Charles? Because the NBA moved their season up a couple weeks. Why did the NBA move their season up a couple weeks? So they can stop these back-to-back games. So the players can get proper rest, so we can see a better product, so players aren't just randomly resting here, there, wherever. And Charles stated how when he played early in his career, they flew commercial, they didn't fly private jets. And they had to play back-to-back, and sometimes back-to-back to the back-to-back. 4 games in 5 nights were not an oddity for Charles. Does Charles have a serious complaint here? Are players babies now? Have analytics taken over the game to the point where we are so careful about every single thing that's going on? I don't know. I'm split on this one. Completely split on this one. I'll tell you why. I do believe players are a little softer than they used to be. I really do. And some of the analytic numbers I saw today, there is such a minute difference between players on back-to-back with their stats and players with more than one day rest with their stats. But I want to say this, though. If Charles could play today and make the income, especially for the talents that he had today, and have more pull and more rights and more say-so on what happens with the players today, and then have to play all those back-to-backs, would Charles not rather do that? And believe me, I'm not ragging on Charles Barkley. But a lot of the players that complain about how easy the players have it now, what they have said back in their time, you mean you're going to take back-to-backs? No, back-to-backs. You got to let us play back-to-backs. Please let us play back-to-backs. Get us off these planes, these private planes. Get us on these commercial planes. Do it right now. We don't want some of these luxuries. You mean we get some pull on what happens? We don't want pull. We want it to all go to the owners. We don't want any say-so. No. It's about leverage, and the players have some leverage right now. And so they're using it. They're using that leverage to the best of their ability. And you know what? Really? Can you be mad at them for that? Well, am I the players played in Chuck Taylors, didn't even play in high tops. Bill Russell, almost 90 years old, played in low top Chuck Taylors all the time. Nothing wrong with him. You know what I think back-to-back? See, I'm still old school, but I'm going to say this. I think when you play back-to-back, yeah, they don't hurt you early in your career. You're young, you can jump out the gym, you play 2-3 games. What I think it does, though, is it preserves the latter part of your career. And anyone that knows me, they know I'm far from an analytic guy. But if medical doctors are saying the less you do to wear and tear your body at 24, the better your body will be at 35, 36. And when you stop and think about it, that's just common sense. If you don't believe me, go to the nightclub. Look at 51-year-old dude who's been going to the nightclub every Friday and Saturday since he turned 21. And look at 50 or 51-year-old dude that was maybe out at a business dinner out of town, and him and his colleagues or she and her colleagues decided one night, hey, after dinner, let's go out and have some fun tonight and pretend like we're 25, 26. Check their vitals. I bet that person is in a whole lot better physical shape, and I don't mean lifting weights or anything, but I mean physical body shape. I'm going to bet you they're probably a little bit better off since they're not out every Friday and Saturday drinking and tearing their body up. It just makes sense. But at the same time, I'm going to caution players. Fans still want to see you. Fans are still the one buying the gym shoes. Fans are still the one paying the tickets. The reason why sponsorship is so much and you can charge so much is because your sponsorship and your commercials are still consumed and watched by the fans, and then those products are bought by the fans. So just be careful, though. That's all I'm going to say. Just be careful. See, I hate resting. I do. I hate it. I despise it.
And the only thing I hate more than resting is when you rest on the road. If you're going to rest, if you are going to rest, rest at home. Punish your fans. Because at least they got, they have 40 other times to possibly see you. If Golden State comes to town one night and I spend $300 on tickets for the family and you decide to rest, Steph, Clay, Draymond, Durant, I want a refund. That's not the product that I paid for. So if you're going to rest, rest at home. And you can say, well, no, you paid to see the Golden State Warriors. The hell I did. I paid to see those players. And if you don't think I paid to see those players, stop marketing them. Because this is what your marquee says when Golden State comes to town. It doesn't say, yeah, that's $300 for you to see Golden State play the Suns. Period. It says, and they say, coming to town is Golden State with Kevin Durant and Steph Curry. Watch them take on your Phoenix Suns. Watch them take on your Los Angeles Lakers. So if that's part of the billing, it should be part of the deliverance. If you go to Best Buy and pay for a Whirlpool and they send you a Samsung, you can send that Whirlpool back. Charles, I sort of agree with you, but I don't. Just because I think if you had those same opportunities, you would take full advantage of it. Before we get out of here, some other news really quick. Looks like Andre Ward is retiring from boxing. He's rated as pound for pound, the number one fighter in the world. If you haven't seen him fight, then too bad for you, because it looks like it's over. As you know, he does a lot of the boxing commentating. I don't want to mess it up and get the networks wrong, but I want to say it's a Showtime, and he is really good at that. So for all the, if you're staying retired, because you know boxers never stay retired, but if you're staying retired, it was a true pleasure watching Andre Ward fight. One of absolutely the best evers. And I don't believe I said the word evers, ever. Wow. I'm trying to figure out how time goes so fast. NBA training camp opens on Monday for the Phoenix Suns. It's opening tomorrow for the Warriors. So make sure you check your listings for media day and all this stuff with your favorite team. Monday's show may be a best of. I'll get it tweeted out over the weekend, but we will be live covering media day for the Phoenix Suns. So maybe a best of show. If it is, we will have all the sights and sounds coming to you on Tuesday from Suns media day. If you want to get a hold of us, of course, you can reach us at The Sports Cave on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook fan page. You can always get us on thesportscave.com. And remember, Cave is always with the K. You can get me directly at PLR on Sports on Twitter, so make sure you check me out. My tweets are all over the place, so don't think I'm just tweeting about sports. Tomorrow, the one and only Chambers from Gameplay will be on. We will pick these NFL games for you. And just to pick tonight's game for giggles, go with the Rams. So until tomorrow, everyone, have a great night. Thank you for tuning in. So until next time, this is PLR. This is the Game Show. Have a great night. I am the people. Oh, I am a helping hand. I am a hero.